Okay. So that farm lady from FEMA, she was saying,
yes,
we're up against Satan. And
well, she's not a good farm lady. They killed all of her trees. So she's not. If she was from FEMA and she knew all this, why did she let them kill all of her shit?
Right. So is she exaggerating what's going to happen to Earth?
Oh, no. That's exactly when we said 100 years ago that photosynthesis was going to stop, Bob, and nobody said anything. Well, if photosynthesis stopped, you're going to have a hard time getting produce out of the Costco, Bob.
Hmm. So what she says within the biblical context, the dire predictions is accurate.
Yeah. Not Wayne Dyer, just regular Dyer predictions, right?
Yeah, not Wayne Dyer, D-I-R-E. But her predictions do not apply to us. If she was on our product, she'd have a better attitude about the Dyer stuff coming.
Well, but she doesn't. See, it's gloom, despair, and agony, because nobody's going to listen to her talk about how if you get a sin, you don't have to worry about the death and destruction that's coming your way. Mary Hartman.
Yeah, that
Mary
doesn't
Hartman.
Give her attention.
Mary Hartman, Mary
right.
Hartman.
She wants attention, right?
She was she wants people to give her money.
Right.
So.
And okay. And so want to you. Oh yeah, she talks about Jesus as the answer. Is for the mind, is that a healthy thing? Is as good as anybody else's answer, since it's in the mind's useless. It doesn't matter what
we
the mind believes in.
We don't mind. Yeah, that's okay.
You agree with me. It doesn't matter what the mind believes in. You got to get past the mind. Correct?
Yeah, you got to move into the autonomic receptor condition. Autonomic receptor condition.
And that doesn't have concepts or figures that you worship. You put your power
in ground. Yeah, figure ground. Good.
Well, that means you don't have a ground for yourself. Like Jesus is her ground.
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you don't.
Well, it's better to go autonomic. You can't have a figure ground.
Well, you see, there's the yes, but that's not where everybody is. See, that's the rub.
Right.
You're right, but there's the rub. Until you do, then you got to have something. So if you don't have the power, you have to borrow it.
So figure ground, if you're going to use your mind. And this was maybe McLuhan's point. You got to go figure ground if you're going to have your mind be part of your being. And most people don't do figure ground. So they have very thin, weak minds. Do you agree with that? Well, they
likely,
can focus on.
Likely, yes.
No, but they can focus. With their thin mind, they can focus and get very good at stupid stuff. Right?
Oh, you
That'd
mean like figure. Evan, right?
Yeah, yeah. That would be focusing on stupid stuff because they don't have a figure ground. They just have a figure. And you bring in ground might relax them focusing on the figure too much.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe. We're not going to say yes or no. We're going to say okay and move on.
Why? Because it's not important, the whole topic?
Oh, no, it might be. We're going to see what happens next. It'll get tied up. You know how it always comes back around. Like locomotive on a set of tracks, it comes back around the same way.
You don't know completely what to say completely about humans because we haven't worked out what we are as we approach the challenges now. We are going to show what we're made of. So you can't decide what humans are until they show a little more evidence of what they're made of. Correct?
Cool. That's correct.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Now, does God know what humans are made of? Hey, does God know what we're in? And I'm using God in the stupid sense. And in the way you say
we
you're not
said.
God.
Yeah, we agreed already. Go ahead.
What does God say? Well, I'm using it in the stupid sense, but people think they need to have a God. And you say you're not that God. You're actually more real than God. Correct?
Correct. We say that.
Yeah, more real than God. Okay, what was Vicky good at? Vicky in Avatar didn't get what she was good at. You remember? You were talking to Carol. And
We don't remember. Keep flying. Keep moving, Bob.
Yeah. Okay. So now we'll get into important stuff.
Good.
So I watched
Thank
the, I watched the 60-minute UFO show, the interview with Elizondo and other people.
Mm-hmm.
Then I watched the panel of so-called recent UFO researchers and experts interview Daniel Sheehan. And we've talked about Daniel Sheehan. He was a pretty good lawyer in the baby boomer days, took on important cases. And now this is a big issue for baby boomers, and he's brought in again. He seems to be a figure of destiny in some level.
Well, he's logical and he's communicatable, and normal people will listen and go, okay, that's logical. Okay, that's good. Okay, that's on point, you see.
Yeah, and he's open-minded. He's got a bit of a sense of humor.
Sort of, till he doesn't. See, he's all right till you call him on his shit, and then it's a different conversation. So, yeah, if everything's going great, it's going downhill. You can always pick up speed when you're cruising downhill, Bob.
Right. So they're always – so these experts are marveling that. They go, why has this come out now? Now, you would say it's because of what we're doing has made force the issue. And that includes that the aliens want to interact with ION. So they're forcing the issue too. You agree?
They are. They are forcing the issue because at some point there's got to be an end to this road. At some point, you got to get somewhere. At some point, got to work or not. You know, at some point, you got to shit or get off the pot. And so that's
been
the point.
For...
They know. But there's never been a time. The first words they heard was stupid Adolf Hitler. That's what they gauged reality, human civilization regarding. And it hasn't gotten much better now.
Okay. So they've been waiting around. They did not know ION would be what they'd be interested in until ION showed up manifesting in front of us. And here we could hear ION. Is that true? That they go, oh, that's something that's worth interacting with.
Well, otherwise, all you had to do, everything they could hear speaking had an angelic interrupter, like a Nephilim or a Seraphim or something that could recognize them or work with them, something that could do that would be a problem.
Right. An angel could work with the aliens, but the aliens don't want to work with angels. That's what you just said.
No, they don't. That's exactly right, because they know how they're going to go. They're going to twist them around and try like they do the humans and make them work for them, to make the aliens work for the angels.
Right. So did the aliens wait till humans started to not be so influenced by the aliens, angels?
They've heard about angels all their life. But they've just now realized that there's a place of power that they're trying to engage. It's the first time angels have ever been exposed.
Right.
And therefore, aliens are begun to be exposed.
Right. So the aliens, not to be shown their phonies, but they get revealed as the veil of the created by the angels melts away. Is what you just said.
That's the nicest way to say it. Those aren't perfect words. They're pretty damn good.
Okay, so are people recognizing how they put their power in the angels erroneously because they hear us, or are people figuring it out separately from us?
Makes no difference. The outcome is the same. You see, you can download enough malware. You don't know what the malware is, but your computer's fucked up. So whether you got it from a certain space or every space, everything is starting to come up daisies, Bob, and that's what the problem is. It's coming up daisies. That's what's the rub. That's the problem.
Right.
So whether from us, whether they're getting it by the fire or the flood, they're coming. And that's why you have a lot more urgent. Hold on. That's why you have a lot more urgency with your listeners now. It's serious. How could Kev listen to us for all these years and now all of a sudden he's holding on our words like his very life depends on it?
I didn't get who, Kev. Who's Kev?
Kevin. Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kev.
Yeah, I got you.
Now right, you got his attention. When you don't need his attention, now, by God, you've got his attention.
Yeah. Okay. So, if since humans, their words create reality. If you have Ion here talking, and no one had ever heard Ion talking before, that's influencing mm-hmm. reality, and maybe influencing more than any human's words do. Correct?
Okay. The answer to that question obviously is yes. Until the humans start actually coming into their real power and start engaging it, and then things are going to change because they can have an affect on the effect. They can affect on the effect.
Right. And when you mention affect, does that include the emotion factor you've been talking about lately?
It has to. It has to.
Okay.
It has to. And
yeah,
see, because everybody plays down. Everybody plays down emotion, including McLuhan. And success,
yes.
It's the emotion is what's the driver. Emotion is what sets it in place. Emotion is what makes it true. Emotion is how you know if you reached a nerve or not.
Right. McLuhan, he had to put on the patina of being scientific, so he emphasized the empirical method or our sensory life. So he makes a big deal out of senses, and that could, on a deep level, include emotions, but he does leave out emotions generally. That was the problem.
Correct. Well, he saw emotion as a deplorable weakness. It's what you exhale to. It's what you give up on. It's what makes you scared or bawdy or crybaby or, you know, all those words.
And he got that, or his role model for that attitude would be Wyndham Lewis.
It was Wyndham Lewis.
Yeah.
And Ezra Pound. The
resident
crybaby.
But not James Joyce.
Not James Joyce. James Joyce didn't have any emotion. Still doesn't.
Right. Did you say Pound was a crybaby?
Yeah. Ezra Pound was a crybaby.
Yeah. What about T.S. Eliot? He's in between.
He was deluded. He saw one vision and thought it made him smart. And then all of a sudden he starts confounding the rest of his days, trying to explain how the Hollow Man applies to the zeitgeist, tragically.
H-O. But it can be H-A.
We said Hollow Men.
Okay.
The ones that have the headpiece without straw, Bob.
Yes. What writer of that, they call it the modernist period, say the first half of the 20th century, what writer was someone that
Thomas
was more
Pynchon.
Important? Oh, that's good. Thomas Pynchon was pretty good, even though he's the later period. But
well, that's what you said. There's
nobody. Is there someone like Evelyn Waugh, with Somerset Maugham, or Stephen Spender? Is there any writer? Maybe not necessarily.
Are those writers, Bob? I think those are just sketch artists, aren't they?
Okay. All right.
There ain't very much literary delight coming out of that crew you just listed off, though. But there may be something to come if you give them some more. You need to give them some material to write about. Maybe they can do that then, Bob. Because then it's just a lie that hasn't been proven to be true yet. That's all it is.
Was there any gay writer that should be acknowledged?
Harper Lee and Truman Capote. They had this little thing. And it's somebody that could be so absurd that it's non-tangible, it's not fungible, but so intangible that they had a position that was a bit cohesive. So In Cold Blood gave you a capacity that you could embrace, regardless of your stereotypical reference. That was significant. No one else does that very well other than Orson Welles. And he would take a dig, but, you know, that's not often.
So you're saying that Harper Lee and Truman knew each other? Truman Capote?
Of course. Yes, they were great buds.
Oh, is Harper Lee male or female? I don't know.
Harper Lee is a girl. She's a girl.
Right. So, but he was gay, so he didn't have love sex.
Well, so was she. So was she.
Oh, did they have sex together?
No. She was a. She had the Libesian persuasion.
Yeah, she couldn't do it even if she wanted to. Okay.
She wanted. She wanted girly. She was after the girly. She was after Carolyn. But then that's not fair. I guess we're lesbian too, because we're after Carolyn too. So what are you going to do, bub?
Right. Okay. So Garrett used to celebrate Truman Capote, so Garrett was correct about that.
That's true.
Yeah, he celebrated his writing. That he was great. Okay. So that is the side thing. Now back to looking at the UFO show and realizing that we're the ground of what they're looking for. We're the reason this is happening. And you have said that the people in the Pentagon or the oligarchy that are releasing this are trying to undermine any move we make because they know what the aliens want, correct? Well, they know the aliens want access to ions. They've heard it. How many people know that in the scientific elite or NASA elite, wherever this elite is that monitors the UFO world and our interaction with it, how many of those people know that aliens have heard the aliens say, take us to ION?
Several.
Five.
We have to be easy.
Five.
We have to be easy with that.
And we're not going to see any of them in the media, right? They're not in the media. They're not being interviewed about aliens.
Correct.
Okay. I have not talked to JW. What was that incident outside his house a couple nights ago? What happened up the street with the house? What did they find out was all the racket?
Okay. No. Okay. There was a federal thing.
Was it a federal drug dealer?
No. It was an issue.
Nothing to do with JW.
No, nothing to do with JW. And it missed JW. It would have been JW. There was an infiltrator. They infiltrated a house, and they thought it was JW, but it was the wrong house. And so when he tried to abduct the person, it wasn't the right person. Then they bunkered in and tried to do a standoff, a Chinese fire drill.
Right. So the local police were all standing around. They had to because the federal police were in charge.
Well, yeah, then the SWAT team came in. That's right.
So this guy was looking to hide, to abduct JW.
Yeah, to gain access.
On behalf of what? What was he looking for?
Access, Bob.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to get rid of JW. He wanted to find out about, it's like what some ionaut might try to do, try to find JW and hang out with him, correct?
In essence, kind of. Or maybe gain
or even
access.
Gain access and talk to ION, you mean?
Sure.
Right. Now, this person has heard ION, quite informed on what we do, listens to the radio, correct?
Yeah.
And values ION. How did they find JW's address?
They're trying to work it out. They get it. They get whims of it.
They have access to people who might tell them addresses that normally aren't given out?
They just watch stuff that flows. You order something, you send something, blah, 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 blah. And it goes with it, you know. It's not too that big of a deal.
Oh, they watch what orders JW gets somehow, and then they follow the order.
Right. Correct.
So how?
Or if you're driving the prime truck, and you see it always coming here, you drive the mail truck, and it's always coming here, then you can hook that up. If you're married to somebody who drives one of those trucks, you can get around and get in to see what's coming where and see what's what.
And this was a man, not a woman, that did this.
That's correct. And they killed him. It took until It took until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but they drug him out. He did.
And J.W. Taped it. He videotaped it all.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
so they,
not 16 hours of it, but a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah. So this person hijacked somebody thinking it was J.W.?
Yeah. Well, they knew it was wrong. They knew it was wrong afterwards, but.
Right. And then they had to defend themselves because they'd broken the law and they were stupidly resisted.
Correct.
And got shot. Right. Okay.
When the SWAT team
okay.
comes in, you're not going to, you're either going to, when the SWAT team comes in, you're either going to give it up or you're going to give it up.
right.
SWAT team.
10 diabetes.
Yeah, because see what happens is now you're taking the whole community. Now you're putting everybody in risk, and now your life becomes more valuable than the whole community's life. So that's when they'll kill you now. They ain't. That's all that. How that goes.
Right. Okay. So that's a side thing that happened. It's good to find out what it meant. Now back to this. So the UFO, we're the hidden ground. Carol and I would be amazed how much iron has influenced the world since 2009, since they've been here,
mm-hmm.
right? Most of what's happened is due to us, or ion, correct? In ways that would shock people. Okay, so I found out from JW that the purpose of my contact with the aliens is to introduce them to the world, have a kind of press conference, say, okay, these people will work with me, and I'm willing to work with you, people, humans, but would that situation, that press conference, the way we announce it and show it, that we've made contact and the aliens aren't running away, disappearing, they're standing there, visible, open for questioning, I think of that now as the beginning of our new civilization. That's the announcement of
correct.
It. Would you agree?
Correct. Yes. And we have to be soft about that, too. Because even those words are morphing. You understand that?
There's more to it than I realize. It goes with the meaning.
Yeah, well, that's not fair because you can extrapolate things into something that's wrong and then make the wrong right. So you can't go by that. I mean, you'll make it up to make cover your shit. That's not the problem. The problem is that the words you're using are fine and they apply. But it has nothing to do with the bigger picture that you're trying to vindicate or validate. See the rub?
Well, the bigger picture I'm trying to validate is make me the greatest human to ever live. Something like
correct.
That. That's
and you
what,
are. And so why can't we just accept that? Then you don't have to spend the rest of your life trying to prove that. Okay? So that would be the point. That was that point. But no, you're going to extrapolate that to the nth degree to validate it time and time and time and time and time again. Even while they're praising you and licking the pig that your feet lay on, even now, it doesn't really make any difference. You're still going to have to prove the point that they have to acknowledge the point that you are the most important human that's ever been, as far as dark
I force soul them to acknowledge it. But I think
over
that I
over
play in this,
over
in this
over
waiting
again.
Period, I play with it. I play. I know they're thinking and wondering about it, so I play with it. That's what I'm doing. It's a bit manipulative. I don't need to go on about
okay.
it, but since they can't
no,
come up
with
another.
No, but it's very important. No, but that's right. If they could trump you, pardon the pun, if they could beat you, then you wouldn't be having this conversation. So that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. That's clever. And you are that clever. We don't mind telling you that. We just don't want to have to tell you many more times today how clever you are.
Well, I get so much opposition, I forget that I said that and that I am that. Well, maybe I don't forget. I pretend I forget.
Oh. I was a genius, but I didn't know I was that genius. I'm now figuring out this is exactly what my genius precludes.
Yeah, that's exactly what McLuhan said to me through the Evergreens. When me and Nelson go on the radio and praise him, he said, I never thought I was that good or that important.
Mm-hmm.
And was he telling me he was modest, or he actually thought he was pretty good?
That's relative.
He was pretending to be. All right. Okay. You were telling Karen about the GMO and the amino acids. What was the problem there? I didn't get what GMO is taking over, but the amino acids will abort the GMO direction?
No. The GMO is ruining the little man's food supply. The amino acids for the ascending humans will turn that death GMO hurdle into a great food source.
Will they work? Will they be added to whatever they do to when they make the GMO food, or it'll be replaced?
No. Just like amino acids now, you add them to your diet. They are a protein. They don't come natural.
So is this what you mean when you say we're going to save Big Pharma because they're going to add our amino acid stuff and it'll make their drugs tolerable?
For the people that are left, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of people dying in India still from the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Are the news editors making sure this is not being shown? Does it scare people too much?
Correct. Can't get it out too much. It's like Cuomo telling the truth. It's just not viable, Bob.
Yeah, Cuomo has kind of gone low profile, right? He's not visible. I don't. Well, is he going
to
overcome the sexual charges against him?
Oh, no. No, you got stupid gang running for governor now. And, hey, what about Andrew Giuliani? He'd make a good governor.
Right, the son. And who's the other guy you said? Gay running for? Who's that?
Yang.
Governor.
The little Oriental dude who ran for president and got thrown out.
Oh, he's now. Andrew was his name, wasn't it?
Andrew Yang. Yang. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's running for governor. Okay. So, so they're dying a lot in Brazil, and that's not being admitted, correct?
Yes.
And they're dying in Minnesota and Nebraska, and that's not being tabulated, correct?
Correct.
Is it moved to a third state?
Yeah, but we don't want to talk about it because you're already in trouble.
For talking about it?
Yeah, we don't want you to have too much info. No. We don't want you too smart. You're getting way good at this. Almost too good. You liked it better when you were a bit insipid in the Mary McLuhan realm. So we can't make it. We want you smart. We want you to have all the information, but not that information today. You'll get it later, but just not today. Because you can't be too smart. If you get too clever by half, that's not clever at all, remember?
Yeah, because we're screwing up their effort to control the picture, to control what the crisis is. And if we interrupt that, we're violating national security, correct?
You're subjugating. That's exactly appropriate, yeah.
Yeah, and when JW...
That'd be like running for president because you're going to expose the UFO... the conundrum, the UFO
cover-up.
You're going to run for president so you can expose it. And they elect you for that. And then you find out the real truth out of the Book of Secrets, and you go, oh, shit, I ain't talking about that. Then you just try and change the subject and never mention it again. Like that.
Is that what Bill Clinton did? He had a UFO thing going, an investigation when he came in the 90s.
Same thing with... the Obama Nation, and now he's saying, yeah, there's a lot of things we don't know what are.
Right. But they tried to look into it, and he saw the Book of the Secrets and said, oh, we're not doing that. And we don't know what's in the Book of the Secrets that turns the presidents off.
Good, and we want to keep it that way today. We want to keep it to that like that today. You got to have that before the meeting. You got to have that before the meeting, but... You don't got to have it today.
Right. When we have the meeting, are the five or so people who know what's really going on be part of it? Or are we doing it separately with the aliens, organizing with the aliens?
We'll let you know.
No, because we haven't met them yet. Okay, so we won't talk too much about the alien topic on our show because there's nothing more to say. We've said enough already, right? I mean, people can ask about
today.
It. And
you'll be able to engage, but when you get too hot with it, it's going to slow down. So, yeah. Just because they ask don't mean you have to answer. Just because they ask don't mean you have to answer.
Right. You said where Carolyn's catching up fast in 9 seconds. You answered that. You said, that'll be pretty well this year is what you mean.
Things like she's doing good. She's actually making great stride.
All right. You brought up the topic of microcalories. Did Carolyn ask enough about that?
No.
You want to ask a question
about
them, Carolyn?
She said she knew about it and that she had heard of them, the microcalories. That's all she said.
Yeah.
I'll get some questions later.
Okay. There's no point. I don't even know what to say, right? There's nothing I could ask.
Hey, Bob, you know how Carolyn says that you're having too much ice cream because of the amount of sugar in the ice cream and the calories? Say there's 4,000 calories in your little tub of ice cream that you're eating. Now they want to sell. They don't want to sell that like 4,000 calories. Now they want to sell it like 400 calories. That'd be the largest amount of ice cream. So you're talking about a thousandth of the amount of ice cream you get now you'd be getting 10% of that. So it's like what you get now. You talk about divide that into 10 parts, and you only get one. And that's a full serving. That's $20 and a dime's worth or nickel's worth.
Who's determining that? Why is that happening?
That's what they're fixing. That's why they're killing the phytoplankton and photosynthesis in the strata.
I mean, the scientists want to make a different substance.
The scientists want you to learn how to eat on a tenth of what you're doing now.
Why would they be so generous in their concern?
Because they figure that this is going to work.
They think that this is going to make our health better.
No, they're going to make enough. There'll be enough food left for everybody that's left to survive. Otherwise, you're not going to make it.
Oh, yeah, that's the other point. So when JW the other day in Emory spoke to a female doctor, I think he just said emphatically, how's it going? Just how you doing? And she almost didn't look at him, shook her head like, it's bad, and kept walking and didn't tell him. And I imagine she's one of the people who knows that many people are going to die. Is that what she was expressing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're gauging for it. And the conversation was a little bit more involved in that. But when the outcome was it's getting better now, right? And you got a phatic shake of the SMH shaking my head of no, it's not. Emory University is gauging up for the death knell. That's what they're calling it.
Well, how do they know it's coming? Have they analyzed the bacterial?
The virologists at the CDC have already exposed it, Bob.
Exposed it? You mean put it out there? They invented it?
Let Emory University know that y'all better fasten your seatbelts. You ain't seen nothing yet. You thought the swine flu was something. Wait till you see this one. Yeah, ain't gonna be no doctor.
Well, how do they? What about doctoring? There'll be no doctoring. Is that what you just said?
There'll be nothing to doctor. They'll just be dead. There's not gonna be any doctoring. There won't be doctoring.
Well, God, they're looking at it.
They're watching what's happening. They're burning the damn bodies in India to kill it so it doesn't go no further. Burning them right there in open, not like sending them to the crematory. They're just building fires and throwing the bodies on so that nobody else gets it.
Okay, so Emory warned JW about October. It was before the election, last October. Said everybody's going to die in 6 weeks. It didn't happen, but maybe they started dying in India. Okay, so they knew. Did they know before the general introduction of the coronavirus meme in March 2020 when Trump started taking it seriously? Did they know what it was going to mutate into before then?
No, I don't think they had any idea. They didn't know what they were working with. They were overwhelmed or overcome. And now they've gotten over that. Now they're moving to the next level because it's morphing and changing. And so then that's when Fauci gets on. If you read Fauci's website, you go and kill yourself because it's over. You can't make it another day.
So he knows what's coming, and he's correct.
Yeah, but it's a hard pill to swallow.
So he's trying to pretend he's not helping to bypass
correct.
It somehow.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
But it is correct, and you said through New York University, he triggered the first coronavirus out of the Wuhan lab. His actions caused this situation.
He financed it, yes.
Well, how? So when Carol started doing the keys and errors, no A movements, the angels hijacked her power because she wasn't fully in charge of it and made a situation among the humans at the Wuhan lab that it got out. Or did the angels themselves release it?
Both.
Both. They
That's
can do
the
it
problem.
Through humans.
This is the perfect storm, Bob. And then they got the tech body pimping in behind them, trying to do anything they can do to get the angels on their side besides. So you got a fucked up mess, Bob.
Yeah, the tech body's trying to get the angels on the tech body side. That's what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay.
Power
so,
is power.
So this crazy situation, the angels. So was Carolyn mistaken to try this stuff without fully knowing what you're doing? But if you're going to try, you don't know what your power is. But is a good result of what Carolyn's done. The color.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually. So Fauci was a subset of Carolyn's catalyzing it. Carolyn catalyzed it, and what Fauci set up for his own purposes. What'd you say?
He's the Charlie, the Bergman's dummy.
Oh yeah, yeah, Edgar
Charlie
Bergman.
Charlie McCarthy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All Fauci is Charlie McCarthy. He's just the mind that's saying things. So you can't depend on all that.
Does he know who Edgar Bergman is?
Maybe, but it doesn't matter.
That's the cabal, what we call the cabal.
Nice. You actually figured something out. How nice of you, Bob.
Right. Listen, does the cabal know we're doomed and they think they're going to survive it, or are they terrified themselves?
They don't know. They don't know what to do, Bob. They're concerned.
Right. Meanwhile, politicians that are elected are afraid to go to the Capitol building because they might be arrested or killed or something, correct?
Of course.
And they, just occurred to me now, they don't know why they're being charged or found guilty of things. They just know they will be because somebody is in the Capitol building that's stronger and like a mafia taking over, and they're just killing who they want to. Or do
basically.
The politicians know exactly why they should be killed?
No, basically, your first one was close because no one's getting any kind of clearance. And then they start, it's kind of like, okay, even Biden found out the morning of when they said you don't have to wear a mask no more. That's when he found out. And then at 9 o'clock, and they announced it at 10 o'clock. So nobody knows what the hell's going on. And then you come to find out that only three quarters of the House of Representatives have been vaccinated. They all had to get vaccinated. Well, now people aren't getting vaccinated. A quarter to two-thirds, one-third not vaccinated. So even they're running with the numbers of the ones that's going to die.
Well, the politicians who are not getting vaccinated know not to get vaccinated. They know it's lethal.
Correct. They've been listening to you, Bob. They've been listening to you. They've been listening to live with Dr. Carolyn Dean.
So Carol and I would be surprised at how many people are listening to us.
Well, sure. We've been saying that for years, and you still don't believe it, so it's okay. Hey, Carolyn is about, she's almost convinced that magnesium thing might be all right, though. She's working on that. She's trying to embrace that. That's going to be good. She's going to work on it a little bit longer to make sure it's not some passing fancy. Good.
Right. I can't find the headline, but Biden said today or yesterday, those who don't get vaccinated will pay. What is he speaking from? The fact that we're all going to die at that level?
No. That they're going to pay, meaning that you're going. He's trying to say that you don't do the bidding of the new God, which is the government, then the government's going to judge you. He's saying.
Right now, he's saying these things even though they don't know what's going on and are in half in fear themselves. So
no, they're just pimping it. They're just pimping it. But so he can get his shit passed right quick because he knows he probably won't even be president much longer. And so he's doing everything he can do.
And when we say he, Biden himself is dead. But the people around the Biden and corporation is
the driver. The driver of the machine, Bob, yes.
And that is Pelosi. Yeah, because somebody wrote an article that had posted underground, you know, unsubstantiated, no proof, but they were saying that Pelosi arranged the riot on January 6th and arranged the murder of somebody and make a scandal. Do you agree with that?
We don't disagree with it.
Right. In other words, people don't realize they're fighting for whatever you call it. An extreme fighting or war is going on between the factions in politics, right? The different mafias, the Republican mafia against the Democratic mafia. And they have to shoot, kill people in their little war, skirmish.
Yeah, okay. Otherwise, nobody will pay attention. It's like wearing a mask. Now nobody cares. Nobody's wearing a mask. But then you look around, and everybody's wearing a mask. So it's kind of like, okay, then they're just marching. It's the 100th monkey conundrum.
Okay. There's a guy called Richard Citizen Journalist. Ed likes to post him driving around Washington and doing stuff. And he made some new posts. I haven't looked at them. But is it worthwhile to note what Richard Citizen Journalist films, videotapes? Is he showing us something?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's just the machinations of a heat-oppressed brain.
Right, and he doesn't know the why the wars and the tunnels are going on. He doesn't know anything about that.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And you said last time, you know why it's going on, but the people who get on the independent radical channels and talk about why it's happening, Trump's coming back by June, don't know what's going on in the tunnels. They don't understand either. Okay.
Right.
It's good that Trump is quiet now, continuing to be quiet for now.
He's getting ready. He's getting ready to rock and roll. He's doing. He's ready to launch it. It's going to be great. Now even you can get involved, Bob. It's going to be great.
All right.
He's great. Health is great. He just has a hard time keeping his sugars balanced. They just stay low, a little too low, almost no matter what he does. And he's just having to balance it more. It's because he's around the living water all the time, which is also a little bit ahead of the AO2SO4 environment. So it's no wonder that he would have that problem because it's going to change the way your body processes sugar. So it's
and he's
logical.
Ahead of that. He's not being processed yet.
Well, he's being over-processed for the new environment that hasn't quite caught up yet. That's the reason you don't want to start putting your living water down everybody's throat hole immediately because it's going to kill them if the environment doesn't catch up quickly. That's why in the Old Testament only the priests, the Levites, could eat the leftover shoe bread. Because if they did, if anybody else got it, it'd kill them.
So they're the only ones. They knew only they could eat it. And why?
Correct.
Why were they able to eat it? What had they done to their bodies?
They were Levites, Bob. They were the ones that could touch the only ones that could touch the original Ark of the Covenant. Remember?
I know, but what made them able to do that? Were they half ascended? Did they have different genes? Like, what is it that protected them?
You have to look up the Levitical order, Bob, of God's chosen people. They were chosen to handle the transition of the power from the fall of God into man. They were the minstrels. They were the dancers. They were the Broadway players. They were the John Wilkes Booth. They were the John Wilkes Booth.
Or the Beatles, chosen to be in destiny. Okay, but Ophanel managed
or
all
Frank,
that, correct?
Or Frank Zappa. They were Frank Zappa.
Yeah. Now, they Ophanel managed all that.
Okay.
With the Levite. Would you say so, or he just observed it?
We did.
And knew what was going on?
We do.
You do? You did what?
We observe do. It?
Yeah, but did was it hands-on? Did Ophanel do
course.
Things to these people? Give them secret stuff, ice or water to strengthen them?
No, just told them. Just told the tale. Just told the tale. Tell the tale of sixpence, catcher in the rye, Bob. He read
right.
Salinger
is there
one too many times.
Right. Are the Levites the same as the Kohathites?
No. They are not. They're different.
Yeah, and the Kohathites were part of Ophanel's elite, correct?
Okay.
So the Levites were more the chorus or robots for Ophanel and the Kohathites.
Yeah, that's a stretch, but okay. I mean, it's a moot point, but you're reaching, and we're letting it go. Otherwise, we should say no, no, no. We're not trying to stop you from having the communique. We're trying to slow you down from digging yourself into a deeper hole than you can get out of.
The group that discussed the 60 Minutes UFO show, they say that all the alien contacts, which they claim to know about, through the last 50 or more years, the aliens made the same message every time, which is, you humans have got to get... Now, listen to this. You've got to get rid of your nuclear weapons, and you got to clean up the pollution and radiation. That doesn't sound like what I am saying.
That's stupid. Hell no, that's stupid. They live in a world of radiation. Radiation is where they get their energy. How do you think you fuel a dilithium crystal without a radiation, Bob? It's stupid. Like they're supposed to be afraid of it. Well, what you're calling is you got to clean up your shit. Well, they don't see that as trash. It's stupid. I mean, it's kind of like recycling. Remember, everybody's got to recycle. Now they found that it costs more to throw it in the dump. It costs more to recycle than it is just to throw it away. So now all of a sudden, nobody recycles. All of a sudden, you don't recycle anymore. Well, duh, because it costs more to process it than it is. It's stupid.
Yeah, but you would say, well, we need to pay the price because pollution's not good. We need to recycle. What did they find out, that the recycling operation didn't help our environment?
They were selling it to China, and China are moving it to China, and China was just taking it to the ocean and dumping it. That's how the fucking straws got in the goddamn ocean in the first place. Recycling.
Did you say straws? That's why the straws got in the ocean?
Yes, and plastic.
Oh, the plastic. That didn't come from Fukushima in Japan.
Plastic didn't come from Fukushima, no. They don't make plastic in a nuclear reactor of Fukushima, Bob.
No, as a result of the earthquake around Japan at the time of Fukushima, a lot of garbage...
Those are nuclear rods. Those are nuclear rods. We're talking about regular plastic garbage.
I know. And the story is, I heard, that it came from Japan because their garbage got disrupted and spread out in the ocean.
Bob, there isn't that many people. There isn't that many people. There's trash heaps in the ocean bigger than the whole fucking country of Japan. So, Japan can't make enough trash to make a fucking island the size of Japan in their ocean. So,
okay, but China came. So this China as the cause of the plastic thing is not talking
about.
Yeah,
but China ain't allowed to have straws, so I don't know what they're going to do with that. They get very limited resources of what they're like Kim Jong Un. It's dark most of the night there, Bob. They don't let the power low. He don't let the power play.
Right. Did you say they have straws or they don't have straws?
They don't have straws like that. Limited straws that they get to have.
Okay, so why are you mentioning straws? Is that the ones that are plastic?
The thing that Carolyn says the fish get tangled up in, and dolphins get to fucking, and then otters eat, and then it kills something, and then it does something else, and then you can't get tilapia no more because it's all full of fucking plastic bottle shit. We don't know. We don't know, dude. They make the water that comes out of the tap good enough to drink, then you wouldn't have to buy damn bottled water. But who knows, Bob? You know how it goes.
Yeah, so for all that process, use the word straw to indicate what Carolyn is objecting to. And those straws do not come from China because China doesn't use straws.
And that mini straws, right? It's a luxury.
Okay, where do the straws come from? In the plastic.
United States of fucking America.
Oh, so it's not even from China. I thought you started off saying came
no.
from China.
You said China could. We didn't.
I think I was trying to say Japan. But anyways, we're causing it, and we could dissolve it with our Remag or Remite or Realign, correct? We could dissolve it.
Yeah.
But we ain't doing that. We're not getting involved right now. We could later.
You got things to do, Bob. You got things to do. Don't worry about it. You got things to do.
So the aliens are not asking us to get rid of our nuclear bombs.
Or your nuclear... Your reactors are more dangerous than your bombs, but they're not asking you to do either.
So that's... Is that Prince Philip anti-LaRouche, anti-technology propaganda that we got to get rid of nukes and pollution? That's what LaRouche called eco-fascism. So that took over the UFO story, infiltrated the baby boomers. That's what they thought they were living here for, to bring peace to the planet and get rid of pollution. That's what motivated, as a meme, billions of baby boomers. Would you agree?
Okay, we don't mind.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not saying that they tried to do hold it. They didn't try to do something about it. They couldn't do anything about it, but it's what their conscience was around that imagery. We're ruining the planet. Yeah. No,
all right, get yourself together because you're starting to wind it up. You got 10 good minutes, so make it good.
Yeah, we haven't got many soundbites, I don't think, but we'll see. Okay. So we did the 60-minute UFO show. Who funded the purchase of rockets for the Palestinians?
The San Negros in Iraq.
Okay. Not the Saudis. Not the United Arab Emirates.
Not the Emirati. Not the Emirati, no.
What about the Saudis?
Somewhat, yeah. You can't you put them in a stack between Iraq and Iran, Bob. You can't tell the difference. You have the Sunnis and the Shiites, and the Sunnis and the Shiites mixed into all of them. So it's a culture and a culture and a culture. So where they are geographically doesn't mean their religious sect has moved that far.
Right. So they're all funding the Palestinians. They're serious about getting rid of Israel.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that.
Oh, you said they would.
Israel's
going down.
It is, but not because of the sand niggers. Yeah.
Okay.
Not because of them.
So,
they are going to go down. They're going to do good at first, and then they're going to have a problem.
And that's within a few months or a few weeks, the change.
How much of Israel has been vaccinated, Bob?
All of it.
Well, there it is.
So I see it's going to go away because of the plague, not because of the bombings. Though bombings,
correct,
you said, will break through the Iron Curtain, and they'll help diminish the death toll or increase the death toll. Right.
Yeah, and see, look how much Carolyn has come along. Carolyn's come a long way because before she would push against that. Now she's like, okay, it's going to happen, so let's let it go. Let the river run, okay, to see what happens. Let it happen, and we'll adjust from there. We're not going to get excited about it. If they're going to die, they're going to die. Okay, good. Don't worry about it. No reason to talk about it. Work it out. It's going to do what it do. And if it doesn't do, then it's fine, then we'll move on. Then you had a good day. Okay, good. But it's in the works.
Okay. Glenn was Jewish and fought in the Six-Day War and the Arab-Israeli War in Israel, or he says he did, the 73 War. I told him to call up and ask about the fate of Israel, because I already told him, and you know this from last session, that Israel's going to go. And he says, well, if Israel goes, it's the end of the world. And you kind of
exactly. Exactly.
But
that's
you,
exactly right. That's what the scriptures say. That's what the Torah says. That's what the fucking Dalai Lama says. So, yeah, that's exactly right. That's right.
And they're talking about the terrestrial Israel, not the spiritual Israel.
Makes no difference, Bob. You can apply it any way you want to. The telegrammy is clear. It's over. Are you ready
right.
or not? That's the only question. Are you ready or are you not? That's the only question.
So when he calls in, if he does, and asks you about Israel, you'll be direct about it. He can hear this.
We don't know. We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see.
Okay.
We'll see where he's asking from. We may coddle him up and try to get his dick wet. We may do all kind of things. Ain't no telling what we'll do, Bob. We'll see.
Okay.
We don't know. They say a lot of things, Bob. They say that Gates had a fidelity relationship with Melania.
With
Melinda.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you're saying that he had.
She
he
was
had
on Laura Ingraham. That's all we knew. Of course he did,
yeah,
Bob. He was on Fuck You Island with Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, that's right. And she didn't care about that, his wife, Melinda.
Well, until she got a bait of it, until all of a sudden got to be a big deal. And then it's like, well, who would care otherwise? And it's like, yeah, enough of this.
That's why she's divorcing. One of the reasons she found out about the Epstein scene lately. She didn't know what he was doing before.
Yeah, she sort of knew, but she just hadn't had a bait of it. Now all of a sudden she's like, you're fixing to get fucked up. Everybody hates you because of your GMO stuff and you're running around talking all this stuff. Why can't you just be fucking rich and live a rich life and stop trying to get in everybody's goddamn Kool-Aid? Why do you got to be on the TV telling everybody what they got to do and what they're supposed to do? I'm gonna go fuck who you're going to fuck and shut the fuck up and stop all this foolishness. So she's like, okay, I can't take this no more. I don't want him. You can have him. He's too fat for me.
Right. And why does Bill think he has to be involved with everything?
Well, there's nothing left, Bob. You can buy what you want to. You can do what you want to. You can have what you want to. What? Who cares after that? I mean,
it's a matter of
he has killed.
Right. How did he kill them?
With his hands.
Oh, he kills people. We won't play that.
Why not? He does. Proof's in the pudding. We'll show you where the bodies are buried.
Is he afraid to sue us? He can't sue us for saying that?
He can't. Well, when we show him where the bodies are, he better not sue us.
Hey, wait a minute, Kel.
He better not sue us.
We can win any court case, Carolyn. Anyway, we want. We got the X-ray. So it's like you're a human. Doesn't matter. You're human. You wake up in the morning. You got energy. You want to do something. So he's like a robot, like all of us. He wants to do something. So the only thing to do is to save the world in his context. Correct? That's what he's doing.
Trying
to have a good life. Yeah. Trying to have an active life.
Well, he's just trying
okay.
to. He's like you, Bob. He's trying to find something interesting. Okay, what you got? One more good thing.
No, we got a few little quickies here. Are most Americans. Someone said most Americans are lunatics now. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
I think you said that. You were the one who said that. They're lunatics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. Here's how you figure it out. God is great. Beer is good. People are crazy.
Well, yeah. So it's not just Americans who are lunatics. Are they actually lunatic?
No.
The Shroud of Turin has been proven to be the original Jesus Shroud of Turin thing. Is that true? Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
You would. That is the original.
Goddamn, Bob, we did that 11 years ago. Come on now.
No, you did.
We did that 11 years ago.
Okay, but these people, their means of calibrating the accuracy of it was accurate? I mean, true, or are they just making it up? They don't even know if it's true, but they're claiming it.
They don't know.
They don't know. They're claiming it. Okay. The famous, what's the difference between the Amalekites and the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S? They're enemies in the Bible, but they're not connected. Kenites versus the Amalekites, whatever they are. Amalekites. I think that's what it is. What are the Kenites as opposed to them?
Enemies. They're just from a different tribe.
Okay. You never defined solar breeze. You were referring to the northern light, here's this new term.
Not going to.
Yeah. You didn't explain why you prefer that term, right? You did. Right. Now, the William and Mary College is in Virginia versus the Philadelphia's Union League. Which one has the documents that prove the beginning of America more accurately?
Both.
Okay, they both do.
Because of the Silas Good letters.
You're always mentioning them. That's right. There's a new theory in physics coming out of Oxford. A woman named Chiara Marletto is being interviewed because she works with the creator of the constructor theory. And it's based on the idea that we can figure out what's what because we can determine what's impossible. It's a silly idea, right? The constructor theory, not worth our attention.
Not a lot of your attention. It's got some, there's some gauge, but yeah.
Okay, well, we'll do that another time, if what's in there.
Yep.
Now,